Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Score.
And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Craig Counsell doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Even with personal play with his guys, you know, he can kind of stay, you know, somewhat in the middle and stay pretty calm about, you know, whether a guy's doing great or, you know, he gets excited. But if, you know, he has a bad day, it's not the end of the world either. And I think he's treated the wins and losses, some of the bad ones, that way. And I think his team is starting to take on a little of that personality.
Ron Coomer on The Score talking about Craig Counsell. So a series of bullet point observations here on the Cubs and their manager right now. I know you've got a list too. One thing I have noticed already, there has not been, and I haven't watched every inning of every game, I haven't watched every pitch, but I've watched a lot, and there has not been a borderline reviewable call where I have said, ooh, maybe want to take us, the Counsell isn't already on the top step. His process, he is on it. He's not late. You don't see scrambling. When they cut to the dugout, there are a lot of dugouts where you'll see him, you'll see a manager, you know, pointing and maybe kind of somebody coming up to him and tapping him on the shoulder. There has not been any questionable call. They don't always review it. But and very often, you will see Counsell waiting, looking. He's always looking at the same spot. And then he'll either give the uh-uh or he'll give the cans around the ears, look at it. His process is impeccable. And that's all you ask about. He knows who at whom he's looking. He knows there is anything. There's a signal that goes. They don't wait for a player to say, review it. He's on it. The attention being paid to those is just something that is really, really on it.
We often talk about coaches, managers, in the idea of, does this person have the ability to think a couple of moves ahead? And it seems like when you're watching Counsell, that's what you're watching. That someone who has figured out the tempo at which the game is going to be played, and he lives in it. I think that his personality itself is never to be too high or too low, that he's just kind of there, but he's always thinking. It comes across, like, as you're watching the game play out, and you're like, oh, that was interesting that he was thinking about what the other team was going to do, so this is why he made this move.
Look where his eyes are.
Although I was concerned last night where I'm like, really? This is the time to pinch it, Madrigal? Because
we had a little side bet on that one. I almost lost some money on that had he not beaten that out. Because
should have come home with the ball, by the way.
The offer, Wendell? Oh, he had it 50 feet.
Yeah, that's the only reason he made it.
Yeah, no, he was out. He had him. But he didn't even look there. And so I had a little voice in my ear saying, you know this is a double play. You know this is a double play. You know this is a double play.
Well, of course.
I'll bet you this is a double play. And I said, fine, I'll bet you. I said, I will take contact out other than double play.
Okay. What was the bet? Dollar? Popeyes?
It was just a gentleman's bet.
Okay, I made him run to
Popeyes. He also called the Morrell homer.
I mean, but that's one of the things I want to talk about, where counsel, to speak to your point about fastballs, counsel said last night about that at bat, is like that's what happens when you put together good at bats. And it's not that Rossi was doing something wrong. I just think that there is something to the way that counsel teaches that allows for guys to be a better version of themselves, if that makes sense. Why don't we hear what Coom has said when it comes to the things that he's noticed about the way counsel goes about doing his job.
That's what we heard coming in, was that exact description. Let's run it again.
Craig Counsell doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Even with personal play with his guys, you know, he can kind of stay, you know, somewhat in the middle and stay pretty calm about, you know, whether a guy's doing great or, you know, he gets excited. But if, you know, he has a bad day, it's not the end of the world either. And I think he's treated the wins and losses, some of the bad ones, that way. And I think his team is starting to take on a little of that personality.
And think about that for a second. Think about what happened to the Cubs on Saturday. 2 touchdowns and a field goal.
Well, Matt Mervis was pitching for a lot of that.
Still.
He was a good college pitcher, too.
What did he hit on the gun? Because I wasn't even watching.
I was long gone. I was out fishing.
Because that's part of the question of what to do as a position player when you pitch. Like, do you overextend yourself, or do you just lollipop it out of there?
Canseco, oh, my arm, yeah. I'm out for a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you throw to the maximum of your ability where you're hitting, you know, mid 80s?
No, it's my presence with authority.
Maybe touching 90, and then you're like, owie.
Yeah.
Owie.
Yeah. That, pitching's hard.
That hurts a little bit. But I enjoy watching Counsell kind of work his way through this. And I think that he's got a couple of guys on the team. We're going to talk with one of them that buy in, like their personalities are similar.
A couple other observations. Michael Busch has got to clean up that defense at first base, or they got to fix it. You got to play Mervis there. You have to do something because his footwork is weird. His understanding of what balls he's supposed to field is off. Like there are plays for a major league first baseman that are routine. Like that should not be an error. You should save errors.
He needs to be more comfortable of the ball getting on him versus him going to get the ball.
He stretches too early. He stretches way too early. His feet on some pickoff attempts are weird. The footwork's all screwed up. Not that position, not at this level.
Strangely enough, I was watching first baseman drills like this weekend, and one of the things that guys are being taught, at least in infield practice, is starting with both feet
on the base.
Yeah.
Yes. Both feet on the base. Wait till you get a trajectory. Do not stretch.
Because
until
then you can figure out which way you need to stretch.
Correct.
Now, I was always, and this is antiquated, you know, 30 years ago type stuff, straddling the bag, especially as a right-handed first baseman when it comes to that, it's the same principle, but it's a waste of steps. Because then you're like, okay, I need to step over the bag and then land on the bag versus starting on the bag and then figuring out which way that you're going to go, which way your body needs to contort and lean. And seeing that and seeing Busch struggling with that a little bit, of him being like, I got to go get that ball. No, the ball's going to get to you. Like, let it get a little bit deeper instead of, it's almost like a catcher that's trying to steal a strike. Like, you can let it get a little bit deeper before you commit. Because sometimes when you go down and commit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Your margin for error, you're at that
You better have great hands.
That quick swipe.
You better have great hands. And if
it's
you
not
do.
Not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
Hey, anything worth doing is.
It's incredibly hard to play first base sometimes.
So we came into the season with questions at the corners of the infield. And we're talking about Michael Bush's struggles. How are we feeling about Christopher Morel right now?
Much better.
I tweeted that Bush to me is more of an issue than Morel at the moment. Although Morel did have another. Like, I've got to hurry and throw it 97 miles an hour, and that makes it harder to feel like there's still issues there, and the ball will find him in October.
But my whole thing is I have trust in counsel to work it out, like allow these guys to do it. By the way, there's some notes on injured players. This is from our friend Maddie Lee of the Chicago Sun-Times. She writes, the Cubs are targeting, quote-unquote, later this week for right-hander Kyle Hendricks, parenthetically strain lower back, to make his first rehab start since landing on the 15-day IL last week. Manager Craig Counsell said, Hendricks progressed to throwing off a mound Saturday, and that phase of his rehab process has gone well. This is the paragraph I think will interest people who listen to the Bernstein and Holmes show. During his rehab stint, Hendricks also will be working to address mechanical execution and pitch usage issues that plagued his rough start to the season. How much headway he makes in those areas will factor into how long his rehab assignment lasts. Yeah.
Good thing he got injured.
Yeah. Huh. It's funny that he would have time now to maybe work on some of those things.
Sometimes good things happen
just
at unexpected times.
Coincidence.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
It just so happens he needs a bacchiotomy. At the same time, he can work on mechanical issues.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
They both hurt.
One more observation, and I got called out on something here.
Okay.
And this reminded me of the Organizations Win Championships podcast, because kind of the point of that is I get called out, I get roasted on things that I might not otherwise. I was harumphing about PCA.
A little too much dip on his chip?
I'm watching it. Did you see, like, Talkman calls him off and PCA does this sort of glide behind him? Like, I could have caught that. He buzzed the tower, and he does, like, he kind of half put the glove up in the air, like, you know, that I could have caught that.
He had a ball Sunday that looked like he didn't quite have it, too. He did the catch it close, and it kind of
rattled
in there.
But he did like this phantom catch kind of thing, and I was on the couch going, that's enough out of you, young man. So Jason looks at me, and he goes, you're a hypocrite. I said, what do you mean I'm a hypocrite? He said, you're only saying that. You're baseball policing him because he's a white guy. He said, if that were a swaggy Venezuelan dude with like a, you know, the bright yellow stuff, he said, you'd be saying it's awesome. He said, you're only on him. He said, you get to baseball police him because of the cultural difference.
All right. It's an interesting point.
Oh, maybe you're kind of right. He said, if that guy's name were
what?
Were Carlos, he said, you wouldn't be saying that because you only feel empowered to Tony La Russa him because he's a white guy.
Future manager of the White Sox, Tony La Russa?
And current general manager?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I mean, is that really a question?
Sure,
no, it's not.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, why not? Okay.
So is he right?
I'm okay with him looking at it through that lens. That's a fair thing to question. I would say that part of my issue with it is mistakes were made partly because of the swaggy in a part of the season last year
where
you couldn't make mistakes.
That's true.
That's my issue with PCA.
But that's not his point was you.
I know he can get to those.
He said you would think it was awesome. He said if that guy looked like Ronald Acuña out there, it just like it was.
If he looked like Ronald Acuña, he'd hit more.
It's like a loophole, and he said you feel empowered. You get to La Russa him because he's PCA.
I will say, and this is a something for a bigger discussion at some point during the summer, I will say that no one is more merciless on white athletes than white people.
That's true.
Y'all go hard on these dudes. Where you're like, that seems unfair. Like, why don't you leave that guy alone? It's like, he's a bum. And like, he's pretty good. Like, well,
what?
Exactly.
Hey, during the pregame show here on The Score, Zach talked with PCA, and PCA talked about like the big relief that he felt hitting that big home run for his first hit, his first MLB hit. Like that was great for him. So look at that. Maybe things are starting to turn the corner at the plate, at least.
We know he can field
it.
He's still learning how to figure the other stuff out, which is cool. And if he learns how to hit, he's going to be great. By the way, since we're talking about Zach, with Pat out for a little while, Zach has done a great job. He's really done a great job on play-by-play for the Cubs. And I love hearing him. And look, I'm totally biased. He's one of my favorite people on earth. But he's listening to him. He has figured out how to harness some of that baseball excitement. I love listening to Zach do basketball games, and in basketball, it's easier because of the constant motion. Zach, in these years of being in the booth with Pat, you can tell that he has become an excellent broadcaster doing baseball. So shout out to my guy Double Z for doing fantastic work.
And a great point here, the translation of Pete Crow Armstrong into Spanish, according to the 630, is Pedro Cuervo Brazo Fuerte.
Oh, let's call him that.
So if he is Pedro Cuervo Brazo Fuerte, that would be Pedro Crow Armstrong.
I like it.
Pete Crow Armstrong. There it is.
Well, wait. We have to get dispensation from our brothers and sisters in the Spanish diaspora.
Okay.
We can't just culturally appropriate this without kind of asking if this is okay.
But I think he got me. Like, I think he's probably right.
So if you're part of the Spanish diaspora, are you all right with us doing this? Because if not, then we won't. We get it and we won't do it. But if you're like, you know what? I'm going to start doing that too. I'm totally fine with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!